Barry could gain new housing and environmental protection, EP, land along Mapleview Drive East. A public meeting was held Tuesday evening on rezoning and official plan, OP, amendments required to build 105 townhouses on 338 Mapleview Dr. E, in Southend Barry. The 28.2-acre property is located on the north side of Mapleview, east of Huronia Road and south of Loon Avenue, although the 6.3 acres proposed for development are adjacent to existing residential dwellings fronting Loon. The remainder of the property, covering 21.9 acres, would be dedicated to the city for environmental protection. Should this application be approved down the road, you would see, approximately 80% of the overall land being protected to redesignation, in the OP, as part of this application, said MHBC Planning's Ildan Theodore, speaking for developer Loon Avenue Lands. This development plan is intended to respect the limits of the adjacent wetlands, he added. This proposal will actually be increasing the amount of environmental protection designated lands overall. The applications from Loon Avenue Lands would be to redesignate the land from general industrial and EP to residential and OP in the OP, and rezone a portion of the property from agricultural and EP to residential multiple second density with special provisions to facilitate the townhouse development. Variances requested include more height and density, shorter driveways, front and rear yard setbacks and permitting tandem parking. There would be 228 parking spaces, 105 in garages, 102 in driveways and 21 on the surface for visitors. It would have 53 traditional townhomes and 52 back-to-back townhouses. On-site amenities would include a children's playground, a gazebo area, outdoor exercise equipment, and pedestrian walkways. A neighborhood meeting was held last December and was attended by about 40 people. Feedback about the development included concerns about privacy protection, buffering, stormwater management, the increase in traffic, parking overflow on local streets, preservation of tree cover and EP lands. No residents spoke at Tuesday evening's public meeting. A public meeting is one of the first stages of Barry's planning process. The applications now go to city planning staff for a report to Barry councilors, sitting as planning committee. That is expected in late 2022 or early 2023. If approved, the applications still require city council approval. Should that happen, an application for site plan control would be required. On Monday night, City Council gave final approval of a motion to redesignate and rezone 521 Huronia Road, to permit 52 condominium townhouses, located just west of 338 Mapleview Dr. E. Huronia Barry wants to develop 3.1 acres of the 15.3-acre property for residential use, with the remaining EP land designated and zoned as EP to delineate the Lovers Creek provincially significant wetland. A total of 12.2 acres will be dedicated to the city as part of the land proposed to be designated and zoned EP. This property is located on the east side of Huronia Road, south of Loon Avenue. Coun. Sergio Morales, who represents this part of Barry, said he knows area residents have had concerns with this development for the past 2.5 years. Where this file was as industrial land that was zoned with a proposal to build just over 100 units and significant more height, he said. Where we ended up with now is an over 50% reduction in units to zero possibility of industrial and actual increase in environmentally protected land. There is a right in and right out for Huronia to address the traffic concerns, as well as reduced heights from stacked townhomes just to regular back-to-backs and regular conventional homes, Morales said. So this file has come obviously a significant way. It did come a long way.